Y'all already know what it is, bruh. How y'all feeling out there? I appreciate everybody tapping in back to the Wrestling Takeover podcast. This is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Today, we are going to be talking about Mercedes Moné, my girl who recently signed with AEW. So, what I got tapped for you guys today, Mercedes Moné explains why she signed with AEW. She gives her opinion on why she signed. I will have the audio and I will be reacting to what she's saying. I'm also going to be talking about Mercedes Moné wants all women to be making top money, not just her. That's what a lot of people don't understand. I have that link. I'll be talking about that. And then I'm going to give you guys my opinions on Mercedes Moné and what's been going on in and around the IWC, where a lot of people think that Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair are better than Mercedes Moné. She doesn't deserve all the praise that she's getting. And then I'm also going to give you guys a Raw preview, all coming up next.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? It's Jordan Turner, host of The Wrestling Takeover. I'm back once again with another audio conversation over the digital airwaves of YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. I appreciate everybody tapping in. Be sure to follow me on those official platforms, YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. That's where I distribute all of my audio content for the podcast. I distribute it to YouTube, so it gives you another platform to be able to go out and listen to all of my episodes. If you guys don't want to do that and you guys want to check me out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate it. Lastly, social media. Y'all know the deal. Y'all know the vibes. Be sure to follow me on TikTok, tiktok.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. Also, follow me on Instagram at TheWrestlingTakeover and follow me on Twitter if you still have an X on Twitter at The Wrestling Takeover. So let's get into this conversation with Mercedes Moné. You know, for anybody, you know, I have to do this for anybody that's new. You're just finding The Wrestling Takeover. I'll make this short and brief. What I do on this platform, if it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, on my show, you get nothing but honesty. You get nothing but honesty. I want to keep it real with y'all. Unfiltered. Very passionate with my arguments, my values, and my opinions. Most importantly, the creativity. I've built my brand on that. While also just being truthful, unbiased, and I mean, fucking, quite frankly, man, just being real with y'all. No matter what conversation we're talking about, if it's a Mercedes Moné conversation, which we'll be having today, or if it's the Raw preview, it don't matter. I'm always going to be upfront and honest with you guys, and that's what you guys can be expecting from me every single episode. So I just wanted to tap in with y'all and let y'all know what you guys can always expect from me. Because if I don't do that, then I'm not doing my job. If I'm not analyzing what's going on, analyzing any situation in and around the wrestling community, if it's the news and rumors, if it's reviews on Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, AEW Dynamite, WWE Premier Live Events, AEW Premier Live Events, the coverage is all AEW and WWE based. That is the home where The Wrestling Takeover is providing you guys, and the content is in and around those two companies. So I just wanted to point that out. If you guys are expecting me to cover any other wrestling promotion, it really just depends. But all of my bases is WWE, all right, and it's AEW as well. So I just wanted to let you know that. Now, all of my conversations today will be surrounding Mercedes Moné. Like I said, I got a WWE Monday Night Raw preview. And that's how we're going to do on today's show. So let's get into the first thing regarding Mercedes Moné. Now, as you guys know, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné. I think very, very highly of her. And, you know, she means the world to me. You know, she's, in my opinion, the greatest. And it's funny because I know a couple cats in and around the community that I know personally. I mean, I talk to them and stuff, but it's like they were like nervous to be like, yeah, Mercedes Moné is the best in their eyes and in their opinion. And I kind of want to point this out to everybody that's listening and everybody that has their own view of value and opinions through your perspective. Yes, I want you guys to understand where I'm coming from. I want you guys to understand where my perspective is in pertaining to why I like this storyline or why I like this pro wrestler. I always want to give you guys valid points to the table in regards to an argument. If I was talking to you guys face to face, I want to always give you guys my valid opinion. But at the end of the day, for example, Mercedes Moné, if you're not a fan of Mercedes Moné, I'm not going to try and make you a fan. If you're not a fan, you're not a fan, and that's cool. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm a fan, and I have a platform where I can give you guys my unbiased opinions. I'm not a mark. I'm just a big fan of what Mercedes Moné brings to the table. So I just wanted to point that out for you guys and let you guys know that. If you guys don't mind for a second, I just got back from the gym, so I'm going to take a sip of my water real quick. So, yes, I am a big Mercedes Moné fan. I love that girl. It's nothing different from, again, I know cats in and around the community that are big, loyal fans of Charlotte Flair or Becky Lynch or Bayley or Io Sky, which I am a big fan of Io Sky. Big fan of Bianca Belair. Big fan of Rhea Ripley. Big fan of Britt Baker, like, it don't matter. As long as you still support those people, no matter where they go. And a lot of people in and around the community, man, y'all niggas are fake, bro. Y'all niggas are fake because y'all the same niggas that were always saying, I'm a big fan of Mercedes. I love Sasha Banks because she was in the WWE. No, you're not a fan of Mercedes. You're a fan of the WWE. So any and anyone that leaves the WWE, in your eyes, you're saying to yourself, all right, fuck them then. They left the WWE. So you were never a fan of Mercedes Moné. So do not come out of the woodwork and try to say, I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné. Nah, nigga, you're not a fan of Mercedes Moné. You're a fan of the WWE. And that's cool. That's your prerogative. That's your opinion. That's bet. But don't come over here and try to chastise me and other people that are big fans of Mercedes Moné and calling me a mark and all this other stuff. The truth is, we're all marks for certain people that we really love. Let's stop the bullshit, please. Everybody has their favorites. Every person that's in management has their favorites. Let's stop this narrative of, no, I don't have a favorite. Yes, you do. You have a favorite that you will always go to bat for. You will always go to war with. You understand? We all have those people. I have those people. But there are certain, but there's other people that I am fans of. I might not be a big fan as if I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné, right? And other women that I'm really big fans of. The same type of love and appreciation that I give Mercedes Moné, I give it to other women as well. I'm tired of this perception that, oh, I am just a Mercedes Moné fan. I'm a mark for Mercedes Moné. Motherfucker, listen. The same love and admiration that I give Mercedes Moné, I give to Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch. I love Bayley. I love Io Sky. I love Dakota Kai. I love Rhea Ripley. I love Naomi. I love Bianca Belair. I love Britt Baker. I love Thunder Rosa. I love Deonna Purrazzo. I love Julia. I love Asuka. What are we doing here? What are we doing here, bro? So don't come at me and be like, oh, you just all put your love and appreciation for Mercedes Moné and not the other women. I just named you multiple women that I'm big fans of on the same level of Mercedes Moné. It's just not Mercedes Moné. So I just want to point that out. Now, we're going to play this clip of Mercedes Moné explaining why she signed with AEW. This should be interesting.
With AEW, you can still do New Japan. You can still do Mexico. You can still do the UK. You have the freedom to do music. You can do movies. You can do so much more. In AEW, you can do everything. And for me, I want to do everything. So this is the place for me to be. And this is the place that I call home. Any other...
All right, guys. So that was a quick audio clip. You people out there that I'm going to get to it in a second, but I just want to comment on just why she signed with AEW. She explained why she signed with AEW. she wants, here's the truth. And here's the reality of the situation that I want you people in and around the IWC who shit on Mercedes Moné, who throw dirt on her name, saying she's not the greatest, she's not better than this person, she's not better than that person. I'm going to get to that. But here is the truth of the matter. WWE could have gave her so much money. You could have outbid AEW, but the truth is, they didn't want to outbid AEW. You want to know why? Because in their eyes, they might not see Mercedes Moné as this big deal like a lot of people in the IWC do. Now, Triple H is in charge, but he ain't putting out the checkbook. He ain't doing all that. He's got to go to Ari Emanuel. He's got to go to Nick Khan for that. You understand? I want y'all to really understand that. He cannot just sign any person. He's got to go to Nick Khan, and he's got to go to Ari Emanuel to okay these type of decisions. Triple H is only the head of creative. That's it. In terms of the business, right? The business and the money, that is all Nick Khan, and that is all Ari Emanuel from the business, the money. Triple H is what... He's in charge of what we see on TV each and every week. Period. I know I'm right on that. So, stop with this bullshit narrative. Oh, Triple H never wanted. Why are people making up narratives to throw dirt on Mercedes Moné? Why? Why are you doing that? You hate that woman that much? I don't understand. Now, according to PW Insider, here's where we get to the report. According to those close to the situation, Mercedes Moné wants to shake up the overall system for pro wrestling and create new opportunities for women to get higher premier financially. Pretty much she wants the women to get paid the money that she rightfully deserves, as well as more opportunities down the line as new generations of women pursue professional wrestling. And here is where I'm going to go on a tentative rant right here just for a bit. I love that Mercedes Moné, she wants this. I totally get it. My girl wants it, and I got nothing but love for her. But when you look, I don't know the contract that Mercedes Moné got. Now, we do know that she signed a multi-year deal with AEW. So that's either ranging between 3 to 5 years, she will be in AEW. Now she's talking women in general. So I can now bring WWE into the conversation. And this is where I'm actually going to bring the other conversation that I just seen on my notes here, that many fans say Mercedes Moné isn't a superstar and that she isn't on the level of Bianca Belair, a Becky Lynch, a Rhea Ripley, and a Charlotte Flair. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all gotta stop that narrative. Y'all gotta stop that narrative. First of all, you're wrong. I know I always say everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And I do believe that everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But when y'all motherfuckers go out and say shit like that in and around the community, this is where I come in and I bust a cap in your ass and I say you're fucking wrong. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm all over the place and I apologize, but listen, it all surrounds Mercedes Moné, so it's all going to make sense. So Mercedes Moné isn't bigger than, or it doesn't even have to be bigger. She's not on the same level of a Charlotte Flair, of a Becky Lynch. You know, they came up together. Y'all motherfuckers don't think, man. Y'all don't think. Let's keep it cap. You put Mercedes Moné, you put Becky Lynch, and you put Charlotte Flair in a room together. I'm using them three because they came up together. And you put any person. It doesn't have to be a fan. No. Fuck that. Because wrestling fans would have their own biased opinions. Just get any person. Any person. You put them in the room. And you look at all three of them. Mercedes Moné, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair. And you point. And you say to yourself, okay, who do you think is going to be the biggest superstar out of the three? It doesn't matter. You know why? Because all three of them are superstars. They're all on the same level. What is this? Y'all niggas are tripping, bro. Y'all are tripping, man. Mercedes Moné isn't bigger than Rhea Ripley. She's not bigger than a Charlotte Flair. She's not bigger than a Becky Lynch or a Bianca Belair. It doesn't matter about Mercedes Moné being bigger in terms of star power than them. Y'all got to really shut the fuck up about that. I'm dead ass. And I mean this. This isn't me being a mark for Mercedes Moné. I'm a mark for all of these women. They're all on the same level. They're all superstars. Why are people going out and saying Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca Belair are more of a bigger superstar than Mercedes Moné? You got the game fucked up, bro. You got me fucked up. So Mercedes Moné isn't a game changer? You for real right now? Like, y'all people who have that mindset, y'all gotta really sit down and think. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Sasha came up at the same identical time. They're all generational superstars. They're all megastars. They're all future Hall of Famers. They came up together. What are we talking about? Mercedes Moné isn't bigger than Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. What are we talking about? They're all amazing. This isn't just, who's number one? You got to only pick one. No, you don't need to only pick one. All of these women are superstars. Now, when you look at it right now, I mean, Rhea Ripley's the talk of the town right now. That's great. She's a superstar. Y'all niggas talking about Bianca Belair isn't a superstar. Y'all are tripping. Bianca Belair is a superstar. Charlotte Flair is a superstar. I'm not a big fan of Charlotte Flair, but Charlotte Flair is a superstar. Best believe that. And Becky Lynch? Becky Lynch is a superstar. I love Becky Lynch. But Mercedes Moné isn't a superstar, but Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley are. And Mercedes Moné is not. What are we doing? Y'all tripping. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Whatever, man, but... And that's true. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but you're just throwing dirt on her. You're throwing dirt on Mercedes Moné's name. And to me, you're not a fan of Mercedes Moné if you're actually going out and saying something like that. What are we doing? They're all superstars. Mercedes Moné isn't a bigger superstar than... It doesn't matter about who's the biggest superstar and who's not. They're all superstars. Point blank period. I could end your discussion right there. You wouldn't have no legs to stand on. Stop playing, bro. They're all superstars. Give all of them their flowers. It's ridiculous, bro. Listen, at the end of the day, Mercedes Moné is the highest paid women's performer in pro wrestling history. She's getting the most money. And guess what? She's an African American. She's a black woman. She is the most paid women's performer in wrestling history. She is the first black woman to get paid the amount of money that she's getting. I mean, come on, bro. What are we doing? What are we doing? She wants to help the fucking culture overall. Like, she doesn't just want to help herself. She wants to help women in general. Either y'all niggas are genuinely not fans of Mercedes Moné, and I understand that. That's fine. I have no beef with y'all. But if you're just hating on Mercedes Moné and you're bringing no substance to the table in this conversation, and you're just hating just to hate, at least the people who aren't fans of her actually aren't fans of her. That's understandable. Cool. But if you're out there and you're just hating just to hate and you bring no substance to the table, what are we doing? What are we doing, bro? I know one of my good friends, and he's not a big Mercedes Moné fan, you know what I mean? But he gives her the flowers that she deserves. So I can't shit on him for the most part. I mean, I do, but I don't do it all the time, because at least he understands that Mercedes Moné is that superstar. She's a superstar. Get the fuck over it. Go sit down and just be quiet. You know she's a superstar. Fucking stop. Fucking stop. Seriously. She's not a superstar. That's like me saying Charlotte Flair's not a superstar. Motherfucker, I know Charlotte Flair's a superstar. I would be lying to myself if I didn't say, oh, well, Charlotte Flair's not a superstar. I know Charlotte Flair's a superstar. I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not the biggest Charlotte Flair fan, but she's a superstar. Stop with the Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, and Bianca Belair are more of a superstar, megastar than Mercedes Moné. Because you got the game fucked up, bro. You got the game all twisted. Dead ass, I would say this to every single person if we were having a discussion like this. I'm dead ass. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné. I love the girl. Big fan. But I'm putting that to the side. I'm putting that to the side. I'm looking at it subjectively. I've watched a lot of pro wrestling in my lifetime. I know who's a superstar and I know who's not a superstar. And for y'all to say, for the same people that say Mercedes Moné is not a superstar, I'm like Roman Reigns looking into the camera right now, dead ass, and saying to yourself, you're lying. You're lying. It's okay. Except that she's a superstar. Don't be mad that she's making the most money and she's going to be the highest paid women's performer in wrestling history. Don't be mad that she's African American. What are we doing? Put respect on her name, because y'all tripping. I know people that are black that are not fans of Mercedes Moné. That's cool. Fine. I know them personally, but at least they know that she has that star power. Some of y'all people, man, y'all are just hating on her just to hate, bro. Y'all gotta stop. Y'all are hilarious. That's my little rant. Let's talk about Monday Night Raw tonight. What is going to be happening on Monday Night Raw tonight? Monday Night Raw advertised the card tonight from North Carolina. Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax in a Last Woman Standing match. I've actually been enjoying this feud. I think this feud has been very exciting for me. I think these women have good chemistry. I remember when they first were fighting and stuff like that. A lot of people said that they didn't have a lot of chemistry. I think they do have chemistry. Yeah, they got a lot of chemistry. So they should be doing, or they should be in a good match tonight. Last Woman Standing. They should get ample amount of time to tell their story, so it should be good. Gunther and Sami Zayn, IC title contract signing. Get over it. Chad Gable is not going to get added. This is going to be Sami Zayn and Gunther one-on-one for the IC title. So that contract should be great. A lot of trash talking. Hopefully nothing physical tonight. They just signed a contract. They cut a great promo on each other, and we keep it pushing. DIY versus the Creed Brothers, WrestleMania tag team qualifier. I don't understand why DIY and the Creed Brothers are facing off tonight, Triple H. That is not a good call. It's a terrible creative move there, man, in my opinion. Both of them should be added to this tag team match, but only one's going to do it, and I think it's going to be DIY. Truth and Miz versus Indoshare. Their Indoshare is not winning this. Truth and Miz are definitely winning this match. New Day versus Alpha Academy. Alpha Academy is not winning this match. New Day will also advance. And yeah, that is the Raw preview, man. Raw has been pretty good over the past, you know, couple of weeks, man. I've been enjoying what I'm seeing, and it's consistent. It's consistent. They're always telling stories. So you got to admire that. By the way, before I go, Cody Rhodes, please stop fucking crying. Stop crying, bro. Cut a passionate promo. And you gotta stop crying, bro, because you are not being painted in a good light. And if you continue to do that shit, people are not gonna believe you in terms of you being a man that's gonna beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I want to make this comment. Actually, I'm on social media. I want to make a couple of comments on some news that I'm seeing here. Let's do Dave Meltzer. And Dave Meltzer is insane, man. Dave Meltzer. I don't take anything that Dave Meltzer says seriously. I don't believe everything he reads. Every time I see a report from him, I just kind of scum through it a little bit here. But Dave Meltzer believes Will Ospreay has quote-unquote more charisma and is quote-unquote more much better in the ring than Cody Rhodes. Let me stop right there. Okay, we know that, well, in my opinion, Will Ospreay, you know, he's a better pro wrestler than Cody Rhodes, but that doesn't mean anything, no. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because I'm not saying Will Ospreay is better than Cody Rhodes, but he is a good pro wrestler against Will Ospreay. Comparing them both is ridiculous. This is Dave Meltzer just starting shit. He's lost a lot of credibility in my eyes. He really has. And a lot of people in and around the wrestling community, actually. A lot of people really don't, that they don't take what he says seriously anymore. Especially his fucking star ratings. Dave, you're giving your opinion on the star rating stuff and what match you actually liked. That's cool. For the people out there that take his star rating seriously, please stop doing that. You have your own opinion, your own interpretation on how you enjoyed the match. Give it whatever star that you want to get. Stop depending on Dave Meltzer to, oh, if he gives it a one star, then that means the match was trash. No, that one star, if you thought the match was good, then you think it was good. Don't rely on Dave Meltzer to intertwine with your opinion or interfere in your opinion. Think what you think. Say what you want to say. Keep it real. Don't be a sheep. Don't. Please, everybody, don't be a sheep. Have your own views, morals, and opinions when talking professional wrestling. You have your own opinions. It's okay. I might not agree with them. You might not agree with what I say. But at the end of the day, I have my opinion and you have your opinion. That's all that matters. As long as we bring up great quality discussions, that's all that matters. But Dave Meltzer said this about Cody Rhodes and Will Ospreay. WWE doesn't, quote, need him. They don't need anyone. It's talking about Will Ospreay. But he is the most talented wrestler in the world, and it was a miss by WWE not getting him. I agree with that. He's got more charisma than Cody Rhodes, and look at Cody Rhodes' Dave Meltzer just really likes to start shit. He says, I've seen him in progress, or I've seen him in programs. I saw him with Kenny Omega's promo. I saw him with Michael Chu, and he can do that stuff. There was the question, but even the promo on Wednesday, it's like, he can be the guy. Yeah, we know Will Ospreay can be the guy. I've always talked about highly of Will Ospreay for many years. So it's amazing that he's on, or he's in a top, you know, promotion in the United States that is actually getting attention, because he deserves it. So Dave Meltzer continued and said, it would take him a little while to get to Seth Rollins' level, but once he gets there, he should surpass him. And with Cody, he's talking about Will Ospreay here. There's always been this competition on Will Ospreay and Seth Rollins, who's a better pro wrestler. It doesn't matter. They're both incredible. In my opinion, both Seth Rollins and Kenny Omega are in my top five, if not top five, top 10 of the greatest in-ring performers I've ever seen. Period. So he says that Will Ospreay is not on Seth Rollins' level, but he can get there. He would surpass him. And with Cody Rhodes has so much goodwill. I'm not saying he would surpass Cody. Here he goes saying, well, I wouldn't say this or I wouldn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. Motherfucker, just say what you got to say and keep it pushing. Stop bringing up, I'm not saying this, I didn't mean to say that. That's not what I'm saying. Say what you need to say and move on. I hate when he does this back and forth stuff. David ain't a good look, man. You're very hypocritical, bro. Very hypocritical. He goes back and forth a lot on things. I'm not saying he would surpass Cody, but in time, he probably would, because he's only 30 and Cody Rhodes is 38. Probably. I don't know. Maybe. I might be wrong. I might be right. I think he's the best. I don't know. We have to wait and see. That's how Dave works. That's how that nigga works, bro. He's lost a lot of love, admiration, and credibility from a lot of cats in and around the community. Everybody is actually seeing what Dave Meltzer does. He does that shit. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I think he's the best. I think she's the best. I think she deserves the money. I don't know. Motherfucker, do you think they're the best or not? Give me your opinion and move on. I know that was pretty hot, but Dave Meltzer just, his credibility to me is really on the fucking floor, really. But I seen this and I wanted to give you guys my opinion on it, because I seen it and it was fucking ridiculous. In the ring, he's much better than Cody. Cody's fantastic as a character and his story. He really made the story work. The funny part is, essentially, Will can do the same story in AEW. It won't be as big because they don't have a Roman Reigns opponent, and the AEW title historically doesn't mean as much as the WWE title to many people, but they can still, okay, I agree with the last part he put there, but he's comparing, that's ridiculous, man. Yeah, so those are my thoughts there. I just seen that, and I kind of wanted to give you guys my opinion on it. Again, Mercedes Moné. She's the highest paid woman in pro wrestling, and she is a black woman. Come on. Stop getting mad. Deal with it. But I appreciate everybody tapping in. Monday Night Raw should be good, man. I can't wait. This is March 18th, so we're inching closer to WrestleMania. What's going to happen with Tiffany Stratton? What's going to happen with Bianca Belair? What's going to happen with Nia Jax? What's going to happen with Jade Cargill? There's a couple more matches that need to be announced, but so far, WrestleMania is looking pretty well. We got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. We got Seth Rollins and Cody versus Rock and Roman. Jimmy versus Jay. Tag team titles on the line in a ladder match, six-man ladder match with Judgment Day. We got AJ Styles and LA Knight. We got Io Sky versus Bayley. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. We got Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton and Logan Paul in the triple threat. I'm happy that Logan Paul is facing both Owens and Orton instead of it being Orton, because Kevin Owens makes a lot of sense to be added here. And then we got Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. So we have a total of, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 10 matches here. So I wonder how many more matches are going to be added. I can maybe see two more being added here. But at the end of the day, we got to do maybe six on one night, six on the other, making it 12 matches. I think that's the best bet. We got to do something with like I said, the other women, with like Bianca Belair, the women's tag team titles, what's going to happen there. So it's going to be very interesting, but I appreciate everybody tapping into the Wrestling Takeover podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, like I said, to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Also subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and follow me on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and follow me on TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, JT Takeover on X. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And more content is on the way.